Hey, Vanya.
Oh, hi, Mike.
So good to see you. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine. Just making it work, man. Kids just got back.
Yeah. Is this your first week with the kids not being in school?
This is the first week, yes. And they're doing the, what do you call it?
Like a day camp?
Yeah, they're doing a day camp. It's actually summer school. Yeah. But they're doing,
gotcha.
It's called STEAM camp. And it actually is the second week. They started last Thursday. So yeah, it's good. They have to be there at 8 a.m. though, which is, they want to stay up late. And we've been letting them, like last night we let them watch Willow. And Calvin, my little one, turned to me and he goes, well, guess who's not sleeping tonight? Adam and I were laughing so hard about it because I was like, that's like something like somebody would write in a movie,
right?
But it wouldn't really happen. But no, he just turned to us just so matter-of-factly. He was like, well, guess who's not sleeping tonight? That he's referring to himself because one of the parts made him scared. Sometimes those older movies are scary because of the practicals, you know, that instead of doing CGI and stuff like that. I know. He was fine. He slept okay.
It's been so long since I've seen Willow. It was a really long... I mean, I remember watching that so
good.
Much when I was young. Is it?
I recommend it. I mean, all of the characters are great. There's the same lady who... The bad lady who's like the bad queen, which is the bad lady in Return to Oz, which we watched... We showed the kids. I told you about that last week, right? We showed the kids Return to Oz. Oh, yeah.
No.
Because they really wanted to watch. It's this whole... You know, summer blockbuster is like my theme. I love watching big blockbusters with the kids, either at the movie theater or even home, whatever. Anyway, so they wanted to watch Five Nights at Freddy's. And I was like, I'm just not doing that. Because it's a horror movie. And that is... And it's about kidnapping, by the way. Kidnapping kids, which...
Gotcha.
Freaks them out. Anyways, Amelia actually watched a little bit at a friend's and she could not handle it. So, anywho, we decided, I said, if you can handle Return to Oz, then maybe you can handle some more things because it is fairly scary, you know?
I remember it being a thing when it came out of like sort of a parental warning of like, this is not The Wizard of Oz. This is not for young kids.
No, it's dark and, but they got through it. But the lady who's the bad lady there is the same bad lady in Willow, and she's amazing. She's just a great character actress.
My only real memory of Willow, other than them sledding down in the snow, are they like sledding down a hill at one point?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Someone being turned into a goat and saying, Willow, you idiot.
Yep,
like,
yep.
That's all that I remember.
Yeah, that happens. And the baby is so cute in it. And who's the other guy? He's really good in it. I can't think of his name. Very famous person. He played Iceman in...
Val Kilmer, yes.
Yeah, Val Kilmer.
I couldn't... I'm like, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, gotcha.
He's so good in this. Like, he's so charismatic. And his love interest is amazing. There's a point where he gets bewitched and he's, like, in love with her. It's just a great scene. It's a great movie. I really... If you would enjoy going into a fantastical world for a couple hours, highly recommend. But yeah, so we've been watching movies.
Is it on? Is it streaming somewhere?
No, we rented it on Prime
gotcha.
For like $3.
Gotcha. So are they studying or are they just like, do you know what they're doing all day?
Yeah, they're doing math and working on language arts and stuff like that. And then they do, it's like they have like spy camp or something. So they're all the artwork and stuff has to do with being a spy and being creative. I'm not really sure, but they seem to like it. I mean, it's not like the most fun they've ever had in their life because, you know, it's still school. But I'm really happy because I think, you know, who couldn't use a little more work, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, they won't be rusty when they get back.
Gotcha. Does it go pretty much all summer?
No, just the half. And then I had to get something else. They're doing a martial arts camp that's like 9 to 4 p.m., which I'm really looking forward to. It costs a lot. Well, this summer camp doesn't cost anything, but they're not at noon. So for the rest of the day, I'm kind of like, shh, be quiet. I'm on a meeting, guys. And then I just have such horrible guilt because they're watching TV or playing games on the iPad. So what are you going to do? You got to make money to pay the bills. So if that means they're having a little extra screen time, it's going to have to be that for a little while. But yeah, so I'm really looking forward to the next one. And the next one's going to be fun too because it's all physical. Like they'll do martial arts. There's like a bungee thing and there's a zip thing and they have themes. Like the first week is musicals, which I think is amazing. It's a martial arts camp. But the first week's theme is musicals.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. I'm like, this is perfect for us. Well, they there's no screens there, but they do in the afternoon, they get to watch a movie. So with whatever theme. And then I think they do some art projects within the theme or whatever. So we'll see. I will report back. How about you? How's your week going, Mike?
My week has been interesting. It's mostly been pretty good. I will say that I got my stolen checks reimbursed. Did I tell you that?
Hallelujah. You texted me and I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like I checked my account at like midnight and it had like magically popped up. And I will tell you, like, so what was happening the next day? So the next day after I got that, I knew that not that I had to be out of the apartment, but I knew they were coming in to fix the bathroom ceiling.
Right.
I didn't. We'll get into that. But I was like, all right. So I'm gonna go on a little walk. Like I walked over to Target just to like be indoors somewhere, and then I walked to the bank. And the guy that helped me through was sitting there, and I managed to like he wasn't busy, so I kind of just walked up and thanked him and like shook his hand and was like, listen, like I don't know what you did. I don't know how it happened so fast, but it came through and I just really wanted to thank you. And I don't know that he cared that
you're
I
so
made
sweet.
The personal touch, but like, I really felt like I wanted to say something just to be like, hey, I don't know if they ever know the ending of these things. You know, I think a lot of times you don't know how these things turned out. And I kind of wanted to go and just be like, hey, that worked out. Like I actually got that money reimbursed. So that
I'm
was
sure
a big
he
weight
appreciated
off.
It.
I hope so. I mean, I don't, when I say I hope so, and I don't mean that, like, I hope so. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So did not realize how, and I guess just everything is this way. They're like, we're going to come fix your ceiling. So they literally removed the entire bathroom ceiling.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Put a new bathroom ceiling up, painted it, painted kind of all around. Like I have my walls painted and now I really have to repaint because they kind of like messed it up, which is fine. I was like, mess it up. It was already messed up from water damage. I'm going to have to repaint anyway. So that, you know, the end, they had to come back the next day to finish it. So it was a bit of a production, but my ceiling looks great. I have like a bathroom ceiling that doesn't look terrifying. So
that's exciting.
You know, more good news. That's lovely.
Oh my gosh. Things are looking up. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. Cause then, you know, the other thing that happened this week that obviously you already know about. And if anyone follows me on, you know, the socials, they know about, I might have an album. I have an album that's
Yay!
Available on basically everywhere. It's on Spotify now too. It was sort of funny. Like, whatever day it was, I think maybe it was Friday or Saturday or something like that. But like, I had literally gotten a notice in the morning saying, all right, it's verified. It'll take 5 to 16 business days.
Right.
And it was funny because I was sort of texting with our friend Eric, because our friend Eric has a self-published book called The Dancer, and it's amazing. I recommend it to everybody. It's an incredible book. And he's self-published. And so we were sort of texting back and forth because I was sort of saying like, I'm very excited for this thing to happen. It's going to be really cool to have it out in the universe.
Yeah.
I also recognize that the day it comes out won't be any different than the day before it comes out. Like my life isn't going to change. Like it's not, you know, it's not going to like sweep me into some kind of success. And we were sort of just sort of comparing notes and his feelings on that as well. You know, he wrote this book many years ago and there are still things in the works with it that are hopefully going to come about soon. But you know, especially when you put something out that's just sort of you on your own without, you know, I don't have a company supporting me. I don't have,
right.
you know, a label or anything like that. So literally that night I got home and I just thought like, well, I'll just check the website through which I distributed to see if they give me a timeline. If it's like, hey, this has happened.
Yeah.
And it was literally like, here's your link to your iTunes.
Oh my
and
God.
There, and I like typed in my name and it popped up and I went to Amazon and typed in my name and it popped up and I went to Spotify and it did not pop up. It was not up at that point, but apparently it happened the next day. And
yeah,
you know, yeah, 100%. My life is not really different, but in a tiny way, like it does feel different. Like I can say to someone now, oh, I write music. You can actually check me out wherever. This is my name. This is the name of the album. And
yeah,
you know, the next day I bought it because I, you know, I have it in the other form. But yeah, thank you very much.
Go to iTunes. I want to say that to everybody. If you want to support Mike, you can listen to it wherever you want, but support him. Go to Apple Music and buy the album. It's only $9, $9.99.
It's $9.99. It's not that much. I appreciate the support. And it is, you know, it just is the difference between buying an album and streaming a song is insane. Like a song has to be streamed like a million times for the artist to make what you would make if they just bought the song. So
right.
I understand that people use streaming services and I totally get that. But yeah, I would appreciate it. Anyone that buys a, you know, helps me out for sure. And I want to get more out there. It's been a tiny bit frustrating because the person that mastered this last album finally got back to me and sort of said, like, you know, hey, just get this ready and then I'll let you know when I'm ready. And I was like, well, I'm already ready, everything's good to go. And then I haven't heard back, and it's that thing of like not wanting to be a bother. And there's not an emergency. I wouldn't even want to put the next album out in the next even month or so, because I'd like it to have a little air between one I just put out and the next one. But, you know, hopefully that'll get done soon. And yeah, it's been a real mix, because it's some really, really good things. And then I'm just having issues with my building management. And I literally sent them an email yesterday saying, like, I appreciate that my bathroom ceiling looks great, but I do feel like I'm back to being ignored. I feel like I'm back to like not hearing back from you. They never came and did a third treatment in my room. I said in the thing, like, I don't think that I'm going to get that third treatment, so I'm going to start putting my room back together and keep my fingers crossed. And I'm not being that passive about it. Like, right. I am still being very careful and inspecting things. And, you know, there's dust everywhere. And I shouldn't say dust. There's earth everywhere. And you just trying to be vigilant. And I've been sleeping in my bed for a week now. Good. And it looks as though I've like booby trapped my room. Like, there's a glue trap under every leg of the bed. I literally, like, I don't know if this is silly or not, I have double sided tape that I have put along like every surface of my bed frame. And I haven't woken up to anything. Like, I haven't seen a single thing get caught in any of the traps or any of the tape. So that feels like a good sign.
Did you ever get bit?
I never knew that I got, like, I never saw a bite.
Yeah.
I feel like I must have, because they were there and there were, you know, traces left behind, of as blood, gross as that is to gross, say. Yeah. So unless they were going somewhere else and then sneaking back into my room, you know, yeah, I probably did, but I just never noticed it. It's weird, but like, it kind of goes with the same thing. I've said this before, that I've never been bit by a mosquito, and the
I know.
Chances are maybe I have been bit by a mosquito.
They
maybe my body just doesn't react to those things.
Right, they're exactly. Like, ah, goodbye, cruel world.
So I don't know. Like I said, I wish they would have done a third one. I don't know that it was necessary. As I'm looking around my room, like, as I'm going to find something. And yeah. I don't know what I would do if I found something, you know, like, I don't know what I would have to do, and if I'd have to go back to the drawing board. And so it's mostly been good stuff, and I'm trying to focus on the good stuff. And it's going to be a theme as we go through other parts of this episode, of me trying to focus on the good stuff, because I am doing the proactive thing. I have done a proactive thing every day, and
good,
some days,
Mike,
it's literally been just warming up my voice and playing my guitar. Today it was me trying to set up my Apple and Spotify music profile, which is a thing that I can do now that I have music on there. And
oh yeah,
I didn't actually set anything up, because it has to like verify that you're really who you say you are first. So it's been a little bit of a process, but
that's good.
There you go. That's my week. Mostly good. Trying to focus on the good.
I have a question though. It's a follow-up question with the checks. Is there a way to make sure that when you write a check for your management company or whatever, that they won't someone won't forge it in the office? Because I feel like it had to have been somebody at the office, because otherwise it makes no sense. You know, it's not like a mailman, the same mailman looking for your check.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that there is a way to pay directly, and I need to set that up. It's a little complicated now because I have a new bank account. So that's a good point that you're making. The other thing is, I don't have any checks. I like that you're reminding me that if I'm going to use a check, I need to order that check very, very soon.
I would like write it in marker and like, and then in the notes.
Well, but also maybe this first one I get like a certified check from the bank, and then I know that it has to go through to them, because
that's
I think
true.
It costs me a little bit of money, but at least this, until I get the direct payment set up, maybe that's what I do.
Yeah. But I would let them know. I would say someone stole the check twice from your house. No, from their office.
Yeah. And I did make them aware that,
okay,
that the checks had been forged. Like, they know that
good.
That happened.
Okay,
they know
good.
That the bank was doing an investigation. So
great.
But once again, it also goes back to like, I just don't know who's paying attention to what, because I've now sent two emails in a row that I haven't gotten a response to.
Yeah.
And I know that part of it's because I'm requesting to not pay my full rent for last month. I'm requesting that when this rent slip comes through, that there be something taken off of it. And it's not for my benefit. It's because one of my roommates lived in a room that had water coming through the ceiling for like 25 days of the month. That's how long it took them to come and fix it.
That's crazy.
And that feels egregious to me. And I don't feel like it's asking too much. And this, you know, the proactive thing that I did yesterday is send another email. And part of it was saying, I know that you don't know me. I know you took over the building a couple of years ago. I've lived in this building for 23 years.
Yeah.
I've been a good tenant. I've not complained about things that I probably should have complained about.
Right.
So I'm putting this out there to you that I do feel like my roommate has already said he doesn't feel like he should pay his entire rent for last month. And I agree with him. I can't argue that. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. Hopefully they get back to me, but it is a frustrating, it has, that's been the frustrating thing, is just dealing with my building. And I keep having moments of like, well, what if they raise your rent because they're mad at you? Or what if they, and I'm just like, well, I can't not say anything. I can't like live in the fear. Like,
exactly.
So yeah, that's sort of where I am. That has been the stomach ache part of all of this, is that this constant feeling of like, I just don't know what's going to happen. And I'm trying to live in a universe where the worst thing that happens is that I have to move somewhere. And that would be really, really aggravating and awful, but I would manage it. I'd figure it out, you know? So God, it makes my entire body hurt.
I know.
But there we go.
But you know, trust in the universe, and also I'll come help you move.
We'll figure it out.
But you won't. You're not gonna have to move.
I don't think that I will. No. I mean, once again, like, I'm a good tenant. They can't have to want to like redo this. They would have to redo my apartment. Like, if they came, they would have to like literally rip up the floorboards in the kitchen and like build a new kitchen from scratch. So I don't imagine they want to do that. I just, amongst all of the good things, that has been kind of the negative thing. So anyway, that's all. Speaking of good things, anything you're digging this week? Or,
well, you know, I am always like, life is so fast. But I was like, let's just watch 10 minutes. Because my friend Jen was saying that this mini series called Eric on Netflix is supposed to be really good. And so I was like, okay, well, let's just watch 10 minutes because it was getting late. And we ended up watching the whole episode. It's really riveting. It's got Benedict Cumberbatch as the lead. Right. And it's, I guess it's like a psychological thriller, but there's enough like sort of not funny things, but kind of quirky things that keeps me not being going to too dark of a place. But anyways, the synopsis on Wikipedia is, in 1980s New York City, Vincent is a puppeteer in an unhappy marriage whose 9-year-old son Edgar goes missing. Vincent's increasingly volatile behavior alienates him from his friends, family, and coworkers. After his issues with substance abuse, Vincent becomes convinced that he can reunite with Edgar with the help of a 7-foot-tall puppet named Eric. Now, it sounds crazy, but he's like obviously, Benedict is amazing. And then the Gabby Hoffman plays his wife. Oh my gosh, she has just like such a reality in her acting that is like, it's intense to watch.
Yeah.
But they have some like marital fights that are, oh my God. Anyway, I'm really enjoying it. I highly recommend, you know, maybe start it. We could go on the journey together, but I've gotten one down and I think you'd really like it, Mike.
Is it hour long?
Yeah, hour long.
Okay.
That's why I was like, just going to watch 10 minutes, 52 minutes. The first episode's 52 minutes, but we watched the whole thing.
All right. All right. I've heard other people talk about it, so I am definitely intrigued by it.
Yeah, you'll like.
I'm like halfway through the newest season of The Crown, which I really postponed watching because I was sort of fearful of it. And I will say, this is not what I'm digging, but I just thought that I'd bring it up, that like, it feels very strange watching a TV show about a history that I remember happening.
Yeah.
It also feels more and more strange as like, we know that Peter Morgan is like making a lot of stuff up. Like, he doesn't know what happened in those rooms. Like, it's highly fictional, and it feels strange watching a highly fictional account of like recent history.
Yeah.
That said, it is really, really well done. I mean, I'm only like 4 episodes in. Elizabeth Debicki, who plays Princess Diana, is outrageously good. I mean, she's so fantastic. So it's been an interesting journey. Maybe when I finish that, I'll pick up Eric and see how that goes.
Yeah.
But what I'm digging, and check it out, I wasn't sure if you would have already seen this or not. I know that you don't have a lot of time, but I'd be curious. I'll just, Inside Out 2. I went to the movie theater yesterday and saw Inside Out 2.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Did you see the first one?
Oh my God, yeah. I see every animated show. Yeah. No, I haven't seen it yet. We're going to go this weekend, I think.
Has Amelia seen the first one?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm curious for her to see the second one. It's so good. I mean, it's Pixar. Like, they know what they're doing. Like, their machine is so well oiled. I will say I was like, that's not Mindy Kaling. So a couple of the voice actors from the first one did not come back for the second one. I think there were like salary disputes.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but it's just so good. And I know we talk about Amy Poehler a lot. She's just so good. Like, just her work is so fantastic. And Phyllis, who plays Sadness, and then Maya Hawke is playing Anxiety in this new, in the sequel.
Oh,
and it's just so well done. And listen, much like the first one, I kind of knew where it was going. Like, I kind of was like, I think I know what the solution's going to be here. When I say that I wept for the last like 10 minutes, like, I was embarrassed. I was crying so hard. Because it's just so good, and it's so real, and it's so you just think about what you put yourself through when you're a kid, and what you do, you keep doing it as an adult sometimes. Like I definitely related in this moment to a lot of what the film had to say, but it was just so beautifully done. Anyways, can't recommend it enough. I'm so glad you're gonna go see it. I really want to know what Mimi thinks about it. Like, I'd love to hear her reaction to it. Yeah, that's awesome.
She's so excited because she talks about having anxiety and stuff. She's very cute.
It's really, she's
very in tune with her emotions.
I just think that it's so, you know what it reminded me of? It's like the not vulgar version of Big Mouth. Like, it's that thing where we keep saying, like, oh, I kind of wish that kids could watch Big Mouth, except for they definitely cannot.
Nope.
This is sort of what that feels like. Like, this is the version of that, that, like, I think that it's good for kids to see and be like, this is just what we do to ourselves. And it's so important to be aware that this is a thing that we can do to ourselves, that we can put ourselves in these situations where we're the bad voices in our head are being too loud. So I'm excited for her to see it. I think that'll be fun.
Yay.
And then it's a little bit leads into my, what I could do without. So maybe I'll just do mine real fast. Yeah. You know what I could do without, and it's, I need to stop comparing myself to other people. It's a habit that I know a lot of us have, and I know that I have it. And especially in, this is a subject that's going to come back actually at the very end of this episode, in that, like, I was listening to a podcast today and there was someone on it, and I won't say who it was, but I had a moment of like, why do you get to do that? Like, why do you get to be on this and talk about this project and do these things? And then I just thought, like, that's not helpful. It's not helpful for me to be annoyed that I'm not where I thought that I would be. So that's what I'm really working on. I'm trying to work on recognizing who I am and where I am and not comparing myself to other people. That's all. That's what I could do without, is my tendency to compare myself to others.
I think everybody does it, but I think I understand, because it can really, like, take the wind out of your sails a little bit.
Yeah. It just sort of paralyzes you, you know?
Yeah. Yes. And it's like, I don't know, the thing that I always tell myself is that, you know, my path is my own path. And I definitely have moments of where things, you know, get a little bit hot, where I'm like, why didn't I, and why did this person get to, and blah, blah, blah. But my life is fine. I'm healthy. I'm okay. I'm doing things that, you know, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But anyway, Mike, I just want to say, though, I'm really proud of you for getting the album out. I love listening to it. It's so good. I did get to listen to it, like, when you wrote it, but, like, it's really, really fun. And the songs have been in my head and I've been singing them around the house. So I really love it. I think it's great. And I really just recommend, if you can't buy it, don't worry. It's just go listen to it. Enjoy it. But it's fun. And I think that's, like, the cool thing, is that you get to move people with your music. Now there's a place to actually go listen, and I'm so happy for that.
Yeah, that was what was really important for me, is that I just wanted it to be out there somewhere. And I am really proud of it. And it's been really fun. Like, I've had several friends be like, send a lyric. Like, they'll be like, hey, this lyric really hit me. Or, you know,
yes,
I'm listening to this right now. You're in my ear. And just being like, that's awesome. That's, you know, that means something to me. It means a lot to me. And I guess that I haven't said, I mean, the name of the album is Looking Back on a Possible End. So if you, wherever you buy or stream, it's Mike Jensen, Looking Back on a Possible End. And there you go. Check it out. Thank you, Vanya. I really appreciate it.
Oh my God. I love it so much. So what I could do without is, you know, I love that my sweet oldest will, she's very comfortable talking to me, and I'm glad, because I want to always have that open dialogue for sure. The hardship that I have is when, like, someone is, you know, not nice to her, and I can't, like, obviously I can't go up to that person and be like, don't be rude. But, you know, there's been a couple instances with one person, which I'll tell you the end of the story. They're playing fine now, but, like, saying just mean things, you know, just to be mean, kind of like, also, they're, like, saying something about, well, I don't even know, because I don't want anyone to, like, read into who that might be, but this person was, like, they were talking about weight, I guess, and my daughter was, like, I'm 82 pounds. She knows, because we had to weigh her for the zip line thing, and otherwise she's never, ever thought about her weight, but we just had to do that recently, because you have to be at least, I think, 75 pounds, blah, 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 blah. And the other person, this other kid, was, like, oh, my God, you're... like, oh, that's, you're 82 pounds? How old are you? Like, kind of freaked out about, like, basically shaming her. And Amelia told me the story. And I was like, I'm going to kill someone. I'm going to go kill someone. No, it made me so mad. And then I really, like, went on, and I was like, Amelia, every single, I went on the diatribe of, like, everybody's genetics are different. We all look different. Everybody's beautiful. And everyone weighs different amounts. Even it doesn't even correlate to size necessarily. I'm like, right. You know, she's extremely strong. She's all muscle. I'm not being like she's all muscle, but she really is. She's extremely muscular. And I was as a child as well. And, you know, both my husband, we're just built like bigger, not bigger, but like, you know, like strong people, whatever.
Yeah.
I was trying to be delicate about the way I responded to it because I didn't want her to be like, I'm never telling my mom anything because she's losing her shit completely right now. But I was very furious about it. And then, you know, I was like, just don't play with her. I'm like, just don't. I was like, I did that thing where I was like, because this isn't same. She was mean. This person was mean to my daughter earlier. And I just was like, just look at her and say, have you been crying? Like when somebody says something mean to you, just be like, you seem really sad. She'd be like, no. And I'd be like, because I'm sure she's really sad because hurt people hurt people. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But I'm like, that's what I could do without. I could do without the need for me to like ruin someone's life who is a child. I'm just kidding. I want them to stop doing that though. Like, why would you? The other thing I said, and I really truly mean this, like my kid is, I mean, she's my kid. So maybe I think this, but you know, she's like a cool person. She's a sweet, funny, goofy little thing. And like, anyone would really be lucky to be her friend. I really believe it because she is not mean to people usually that I know of, you know. Anyways, that's what I was like. I was like, this person is really missing out on a good friend. That's all I have to say about that. So,
yeah, that's so tough. It's tough with kids.
I know. But you can't do anything. You can't, you know what I mean? You can only do so much and pray right. That you've given them the confidence that they need and that they're not going to have an eating disorder because some CUNT said something like that to them.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep me posted. So they're friends again, though?
Well, it's like sort of, you know, like lots of hanging out with other families and stuff like that. So just they're around each other a lot. So
gotcha.
I have a feeling that this person's going to chill out, but the meanness is like not cool. And this person's parents are sweet. Like as far as we see, we don't see any, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to know where that comes from then. Because you want to, I mean, like, not to do that, but, like, you want to be like, what are the parents doing?
Exactly. Hmm. But it's, like, sly. It's definitely, like, when no one's around or when other people that maybe that person wants to be cool around is around and, like, putting another person down in front of the other cool kids, I think, might be a thing. Hmm. I don't know. Just intense, man.
Yeah. Well, did you get to watch any of the Tony Awards?
I did not, no, but I can't wait to hear your updates and everything. The picture you posted with all of your playbills is so cool. I love it. I just wish I could go see anything. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah, it's fun. I try to do that every year because I try to remind myself of like, look at all the things that I saw.
It's a lot.
That's another thing that I've been kind of struggling with this last week or so is like I have moments where I feel like I'm existing. And that sounds so cheesy. But like, as opposed to like living sometimes, you know, like whatever night it was that I was texting with Eric, I had gotten out of work early. I'd taken an early cut because it had rained. And I just went to beeline to the subway. And I was like, don't just go walk to the water instead. Like walk along and like be outside and be, you know, because I do feel like I get done with work and I go home. And part of that's good because I don't want to be spending a ton of money. But
right.
So it's just, I know that it's balance. I know because it's not like I don't do anything. I saw all of those shows and I saw most of them in the last couple of weeks. So I'm trying to just find that like balance of like, yeah. Anyway, so that was, you know, it was fun to look at that and be like, look, these are the shows that I saw this year. And, you know, I saw some really cool stuff and the Tonys were super fun. It was a really fun night for one thing because nothing swept. Like it felt like there was a nice mix. Like the two big winners were Stereophonic for Play and The Outsiders for Musical. And, you know, Stereophonic is definitely my favorite thing that happened this year. Like, I love that play so much. And I was really happy for The Outsiders. You know, I mean, it's really like inventively staged. It's really well done. It's well acted. There's some really great music in it. The second act for me wasn't quite as strong as the first act. So I left a little bit like, oh, I wish that would have been a little bit tighter in the second act. But listen, I'm not going to say any particular, but there were a couple of things that I'm like, if that one's best musical, I'm going to be very sad about the state of the American musical. So I was happy that it went the way that it did. I was really happy for the woman who wrote the music and lyrics and book for Suffs, Shayna Taub. She's the first woman to win those awards.
Crazy.
Both, you know, in 1 year. And I think the first single, like the first solo woman to win in the music and lyrics. I think that before it was Janine Tesori who co-wrote with someone. So that was, I thought, really awesome. And I was glad, so I was glad for that. I was really happy that Daniel Radcliffe won. Like, this is like his fifth Broadway show and he'd never been nominated. So for him to be nominated and win. And, you know, there were some surprises. There were definitely a couple of categories that I was like, well, it's definitely either this person or this person. And then not that person ended up winning. And I was like, oh, well, that's fun. And like, they were fun. Like, I was certain that lead actress was, well, you know, I wasn't, I really thought it was going to be either Gail Rankin for Cabaret or Malaya Joy Moon for Hell's Kitchen. And she ended up winning for Hell's Kitchen. And I was happy for her. I thought it was a really cool debut. Like, I was I was really pulling for Sarah Pidgeon for Stereophonic. But Kara Young won for this play called Pearly Victorious. And she was amazing in it. She was so good. And this was her third nomination in a row. So for one thing, the first Black woman ever to be nominated three Tonys in a row. And so it was fun for that her to win on a third nomination was really, really cool. So it was just fun. It was a fun night. There were some great performances. I actually think maybe the best, like The Outsiders did give a great performance. Water for Elephants, like watch that performance. It's Everyone Lives. Like once you know that, I can get through it. It's so hard for me to watch those Cirque things. Like I'm just constantly like, oh God. But it was, oh, you did? You read the book. Interesting. I'd be curious what your take on the musical is. Which I liked the musical and the clip was really, really good. So it was just fun. It was a fun night. I super enjoyed it. Our friend Annabelle came over and we ordered Thai food and watched together and it was super fun. I had a nice time. I would advise you to check out some highlights, just sort of like YouTube, the Tonys, and watch a few things.
I will.
And there were some, Sarah Paulson ended up winning for Appropriate, which I thought was going to happen. And I was super happy for her. And I didn't know in lead actor in a musical, I thought it was definitely going to be either Eddie Redmayne for Cabaret or Jonathan Groff. And it was Jonathan Groff. And I was also happy for him. Eddie Redmayne has one already. He's okay. And you know, so it was fun. It was just a fun, it was a really, really fun night. So super, super enjoyable Tony Awards. Yeah. And then my random thing is just sort of a text that I sent that I thought that I would read aloud. But do you have anything random for us?
Yeah, I have a random thing. Today's National Sushi Day, and we're going to attempt making homemade sushi rolls tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I got all the stuff. I'm very excited. I even got one of the little, we're making the rolls. So I'm, you know, and probably just vegetarian or like, with tofu is vegetarian. But like, I'm not going to go ahead and try to do raw fish because but I'm really excited. I have to make the sushi rice. You have to put like sugar and like vinegar in it to make it all smushy. So I'll take some photos for you all.
Yeah, that's fun. Now I want sushi. Maybe I'll get sushi tonight.
It's National Sushi Day, you might as well.
So my random thing was just a text that I sent yesterday as I was sort of going through all of this thought process of this album coming out and also dealing with the other things that have been happening in my life. And it sort of, it links a lot of it together. And I'm a little uncomfortable reading it out loud, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it. You got this.
So this is something that I wrote. I've spent a lot of the last decade or so with the idea that I've made too many poor choices to ever know a lasting happiness. Mostly through inaction, but also full-on horrible choices. I know this sounds like a lot, but it's true. And I don't think it's possible to achieve some of the goals that I once had. But I've recently decided that while I'm here, I'm going to put as much of what I know I have in me out there and choose to believe that that's enough.
Yes. That's great.
I didn't mean to get emotional as I was reading that. But yeah, that's what I'm... So that links in with a few things that I've talked about. That's just sort of where I am right now. That I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to say all the things that I can't do.
Right.
Because my brain does that next. Where I'm like, you know what? I'm probably never going to blah or blah or blah. And you know what? I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I don't know what I can do. I don't know where I can go. But I want to start thinking, and I have been thinking more about what I can do, like what I can put out there and what I can give to the world. So that's it. Just wanted to read that out loud. That's where I am right now.
I think it's great. Oh, Mike, I love you. I love you so much.
I love you too so much. And I am always so happy when we get to do this.
Me too.
So we'll be back next week. We'll see what I don't have anything planned for this week. So we'll just see what happens.
Oh my gosh.
I guess.
Yeah. Maybe we'll pick some crazy topic. Who knows?
Maybe. We haven't had a topic in a while, so we should think on something. What should we talk about, everyone? Someone give us a topic.
Me. slide into our DMs, please.
Sweet. All right. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We'll be back next week. I didn't mean to cry.